Yeah, it's important. I mean, for one, it's such a vital piece of the overall puzzle of Aledo. You guys have so many great things going on in your community. Adding rooftops and adding housing units is only the next part of that. The close proximity of everything that's kind of in the heart of your community, it just makes sense. Yeah, when it comes to the competitiveness of these applications is really, I know it's kind of hard for everyone to understand. We wanted to host this outreach event tonight because I know everyone was curious to kind of see where we're at with the status of the progress. So it's really a redevelopment process of, you know, completing 30 units and redeveloping that school into a place that people can create new memories on and making sure that it stays remaining solid and ready to go and, you know, contribute to the overall tax base of this community and really, you know, add to the revitalization piece that you guys already have going on.
So the latest application deadline, explain when that is, and then when you hopefully will hear success of application, and then that will get the ball rolling with, you know, construction and that kind of timeline.
Yep. The application's due on March 6th, and the notification will be June 20th. And that will be when we will find out if we are awarded. And so when we talk about competitiveness of this application, it's really for projects that are very similar to Northside Lofts that are throughout the state of Illinois. And we compete with metro and non-metro projects for the same amount of allocation. So really, non-metro is that much more competitive. So every point matters. Which is where Aledo really excels, and I wanted to make sure I pointed that out tonight at the outreach event, is all the great things that are happening in this community. That's just a natural piece of the puzzle that's going to be the next thing that's going to happen in this town. So, there's a lot of great things happening, and we're only going to build upon that with the redevelopment, and this next application round is going to be solid. The last one was too, but that tells you how competitive everything is, like, you know, with the Olympics and how you're just like a half point. That's how close these things are when it comes to the competitiveness.
And then if it is successful in June, then you're looking, if I heard right, construction 2026 and completion maybe in 2027.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will find out June 20th, which will take some time to close the project. So we're hoping to get that done by the end of the year. Construction would then start December, January of 2026. And then it'll be about a 12-month construction schedule. So occupancy probably around early 2027.
30 workforce units. I know I've heard, you know, the details of kind of the project. Do you want to speak to that again and kind of some of the other amenities here?
Absolutely. So there would be 30 total units, ranging in size from just under 500 square feet to just under 1,000 square feet. We will be redeveloping it into the historical fashion. So there'll be the original building set that'll be tuck pointed and with new windows put in, but they will look pretty similar to what you see today, just brand new. And then there'll be a new addition to the building that will not look like what you see today, because with historic, you want to make sure the new construction component looks different. So that will have 6 units, so a total of 30. A lot of that component inside the gymnasium will be a lot of the amenities for the residents, between a co-work space, a computer area, exercise equipment, open area just for general gaming, which is, you know, traditional gaming, and then a place for our housing counseling services and our property manager to be officed or have an office in, have a bike share program. There'll be a community garden outside, a basketball/pickleball court. A lot of great amenities within the existing parking area as well. And then some new EV charging stations right outside. So 2 of those adding to that as well.
And then I heard a question was asked about, you know, what basically kind of the renting rates would be. And you kind of elaborated a little bit on that as it stands, as we talk in February of 2025.
Yep. So the rent ranges right now between about $515 to just under, I think it was $1,050. Those might fluctuate just a little bit depending on, you know, timing and what the market looks like at that given time, but they'll be staying pretty close to that by the time that we occupy it. So we do have a page on our website under Economic Growth Corporation where people can click on our development page and then Northside Lofts, where they can enter their interest. And if they want to just find out more about the project, we won't be communicating really too much about it until we find out that we were awarded. And then from there, we'll really just start the wait list and get people going from there.